Today we're building a tape dust jungle break roll in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, stacked, arranged, degraded, and shaped so it actually works inside a real drum and bass mix. This is not just about chopping a break and looping it. The goal is to create a rolling section that feels alive over 8 to 16 bars, with that worn tape pressure vibe, where the drums feel human, gritty, and slightly unstable, but still tight enough to sit under a heavy sub and reese. Start by setting the tempo around 174 BPM, or whatever matches your track. Then make a dedicated group for your drums. Call it something like break roll so your session stays clean and easy to navigate. Inside that group, create three audio tracks: break main, break top, and break texture. That separation is important because each layer has a job. One layer carries the core groove, one layer gives you brightness and urgency, and one layer adds dust, noise, and age. Now load in a classic jungle break or your own resampled break. If you've got a one-bar or two-bar loop with strong kick and snare phrasing, that's perfect. Think Amen. Think Hot Pants. Anything with a bit of character. Warp it carefully. If the source needs softer stretching, Complex Pro can help, but for punchy drum material, Beats Mode often keeps the transients sharper. The main thing is to preserve the attack of the snare and the snap of the kick. In this style, the original break's human swing is part of the magic. Next, slice the break to a new MIDI track. In Ableton Live 12, that gives you a drum rack, which is ideal for fast editing and arrangement choices. Slice by transient if the break has clear peaks, by beat if it's more regular, or manually if you want full control over the kick, snare, and ghost notes. Then audition the slices and identify the important pieces: your main kick, main snare, ghost snare or tick sounds, hat fragments, and any room tone or noisy tails. Now build a simple roll pattern. Don't try to fill every grid division. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. A good jungle roll needs phrasing, not constant activity. Put the main snare anchors in place, then add ghost notes before and after the snare. Throw in a couple of kick fragments to keep the groove moving forward, and leave some gaps. Those gaps matter. They give the ears something to lean into. For the advanced version, duplicate the MIDI clip and make a few variations. One bar can be sparse, the next can be a little busier, and the last can resolve with a mini fill that immediately makes the roll feel like a phrase instead of a loop. Think in contrast pairs. One moment ancient and dusty, another moment clean and modern. That tension is what makes this style sound expensive. Now split the sound into three frequency-focused layers. On break main, keep the core kick and snare hits. Use EQ8 to cut unnecessary sub-rumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. If the snare needs more bite, a gentle lift around 2 to 5 khz can help. You're not trying to make it huge on its own. You're shaping it so it has authority in the mix. On break top, isolate the hats, simple splashes, and transient detail. High pass it aggressively, often somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, maybe higher if needed. Add auto filter if you want motion, and use saturator lightly to bring out sparkle and edge. This is your clean, modern layer, so let it add excitement without taking over. On break texture, create a layer from noise, vinyl hiss, tape dust, room ambience, or even a resampled version of the break that you've degraded a bit. Use EQ8 to remove mud. You can add erosion very lightly for grit, or even resonators or corpus if you want something a little stranger and more tonal. Keep it subtle. The texture layer should feel like atmosphere rubbing against the groove, not like a special effect sitting on top of the drums. A really useful range to think about: saturator drive around 2 to 6 dB, auto filter resonance low to medium, and erosion up in the 3 to 8 khz zone if you want that dusty top edge. The goal is dimension, not just volume. Now we move into arrangement. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip and treat it like a story. Bars 1 and 2 should feel restrained, with strong anchors and a bit of space. Bars 3 and 4 can add ghost notes and faster hat fragments. Bars 5 and 6 should increase density and maybe throw in extra syncopated kick hits. Bars 7 and 8 can push into a fill, with tighter subdivisions and a pickup into the drop. This is where velocity matters a lot. Make your main snare hit strong, but not identical every time. Ghost notes should sit lower in velocity, maybe around the mid-range, and hats should vary so they don't feel machine-gunned. If you want the roll to feel more human, nudge a few hits slightly behind the grid. Just a little. That drag effect can be huge when the bass line is locked in tight. You can also use a subtle groove from the groove pool, but keep it controlled. You want swing and pressure, not a sloppy rhythm section. The kick should still feel solid, especially if a heavy bassline is coming in. At this point, print the layered roll to audio. Resample the break roll group onto a new track called Roll Print, and record 4 or 8 bars. This is one of the best moves in the whole process, because it forces you to commit and it creates those tiny irregularities that make the part feel more real. Once it's printed, process the audio with a light chain. Redux can roughen the top end just a bit. Saturator can thicken the peaks. Auto filter can add subtle movement. Utility can help you check stereo width and keep the low mids under control. A key tip here, don't overdo the degradation. Tape dust is not the same as lo-fi mush. You want the feeling of worn tape, not a destroyed sample. If it sounds like the break is falling apart, back off and let the arrangement do the work. Now glue the whole thing through a drum bus. Keep it gentle. Use EQ8 first to remove anything below 25 to 35 Hz that doesn't belong. Then a glue compressor with just a couple dB of gain reduction at most. You want the layers to feel like one machine, but you still need transient life. After that, a little saturator or drum bus can give you more density. If you use drum bus, keep the drive moderate, the crunch low, and the transient slightly up if you need more snap. I'd usually avoid much boom on this style unless you specifically want extra low-end drum weight. The reason this matters in drum and bass is simple. The drum roll has to feel like a performance, not a pasted loop. It needs to breathe and ripple, but still hit hard enough to compete with the bass and carry the tension into the drop. Now let's make sure the low end stays clean. This is crucial. High pass the texture layer so it never competes with the bass. If the main break has low frequency residue that fights the sub, carve it out a little with EQ. And if the kick fragments are stepping on the sub or reese, shorten their tails or tighten the slices. Always check the roll in context with the bass line, not soloed. A roll can sound amazing alone and still fail in the full mix because it steals attention from the drop. If your bass is reese heavy or distorted in the mids, sidechain the bass or use volume shaping so the drums still punch through. Keep the sub mono. Let the break own the emotional chaos in the mids and highs. That separation is what keeps this style powerful instead of messy. Now for the finishing touch. Automation. This is where the roll starts feeling alive. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the texture layer so it slowly opens over the section. Automate a little extra saturation as you approach the fill. Narrow the width slightly before the drop. Then open it back up or cut it abruptly right before impact. You can also automate reverb sends on selected snare hits, or add a tiny delay to one or two ghost notes for a destabilized echo tail. A strong structure would be this. Bars 1 to 4 slowly brighten. Bars 5 and 6 get a little dirtier and more intense. Bar 7 narrows and tightens, and bar 8 opens up before cutting hard into the drop. That last bit of negative space can make the downbeat hit way harder. If you want an even more advanced move, split the roll into a dry version and a hall version. Keep the dry one centered and tight, then layer a heavily filtered, short reverb version underneath and automate it only at phrase endings. That gives you size without smearing the groove. You can also pan tiny percussive fragments slightly left and right, while keeping the kick and snare backbone centered. It should feel like reflections bouncing around the drum space, not like the whole kit is drifting away. And one more teacher tip. Micro edits beat global changes almost every time. A single shifted ghost note, one shortened tail, or one muted hat can create more energy than adding another plugin. So when the roll feels close, resist the urge to keep stacking. Often the strongest move is subtraction. Common mistakes to avoid: overfilling the roll, letting the low end fight the sub, compressing the drum bus too hard, making every bar identical, and widening the drums too much. If the core punch starts disappearing, you've probably gone too far. Back off and let the break breathe. For practice, try this. Build a 4-bar roll with one main snare anchor per bar and at least 2 ghost notes per bar. Duplicate it, make the second version brighter and a bit busier, then add a texture layer and print the result to audio. After that, do one final edit pass. Remove one unnecessary hit. Automate one filter move. Tighten one transition. That's how you train your ear to think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. So the big idea is this. A tape dust jungle break roll works because of layering, phrasing, and controlled degradation. Stack the break into main, top, and texture rolls. Slice it for musical intent. Evolve it over multiple bars. Glue it lightly. Keep the bass clean. And use automation and resampling to make it feel like a worn tape loop being pushed through a modern drum and bass system. If it sounds imperfect, alive, and dangerous, but still locked to the drop, you're right on target.